Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A man armed with a rifle and wearing body armor attacked the FBI Cincinnati field office before fleeing the scene and being killed in a gun battle with police Thursday. The Associated Press ID'd the man as 42-year-old Ricky Schiffer. No other details were available. United States Attorney General Merrick Garland from the Department of Defense on Thursday attempted to squash the tidal wave of criticism that the Department of Justice has become a weaponized branch of government, intent on eliminating political opponents.
The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause.
Former Attorney General for the state of Florida, Pam Bondi, on Fox News Thursday night.
Well, what's suspect about that? We've now learned that warrant was signed on Friday, but not executed until Monday. So why get the warrant? That doesn't even make sense.
USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
The last supermoon of the year, also known as the Sturgeon Moon, occurred last night. The Perseid meteor showers continue tonight. The at-home COVID-19 test kits are not as accurate as many had hoped.
The FDA is recommending people testing themselves for COVID at home take a second test within 48 hours. Because the at-home tests are less likely to detect the virus than PCR tests are, the FDA making that recommendation to rule out false negatives. The FDA noting at-home tests are authorized for repeat use. It added people should use multiple tests over 2 to 3 days, especially if they don't have any symptoms. The CDC also updating COVID guidelines. Those exposed to COVID but don't get infected don't have to quarantine under the new guidelines. The agency is also moving away from social distancing recommendations. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
After years of deceit with no accountability, the FBI was in damage control Thursday. The personal attacks on President Trump for years under a false flag of Russia collusion concocted by the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign is a prime example of a weaponized Department of Justice. The Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, from the Department of Defense.
Since I became Attorney General, I have made clear that the Department of Justice will speak through its court filings and its work. Just now, the Justice Department has filed a motion in the Southern District of Florida to unseal a search warrant and property receipt relating to a court-approved search that the FBI conducted earlier this week.
Pam Bondi on Fox News is the former Attorney General for the state of Florida.
They had agents in the water, agents in the air. You may have only seen 30 to 40 there on the ground, but there were hundreds of agents that had to have been weaponized to pull the assault off at Mar-a-Lago that day and that night. Merrick Garland, That's where tax dollars are going to that. Did you see the massive trucks out there lined around? You know why they did that? It was the optics. They thought Donald Trump would look like a common criminal, but it backfired on them. And the American people have seen what they've done, and they are disgusted by this. And he's got a lot more explaining to do.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, good morning, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It is time for Horace Cooper, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator. Horace, how are we doing?
Good morning. It's always a pleasure to come on the program.
Hey, great to have you on. Maybe you can clear up some of this mess, this hot mess created by the Justice Department. Finally, you had, the Attorney General finally speaking out after 5 days or 4 days anyway, to admit that he was the one, it was by his order, and that, they wanted to go ahead and, release the warrant, but the warrant's only going to tell us so much. I mean, the warrant without the affidavit, I guess that'll just give people more things to speculate on, over the weekend or until we can see, what was the predicate for, this raid on Trump's residence.
Well, there are a couple of things, to observe. If a low-level FBI agent and a low-level assistant U.S. attorney had cooked up an idea, why don't we go in, they wouldn't have been able to get anyone to go along with it. Even after getting, quote, a magistrate's order, none of that would have happened, and they would have said, hold on a second. This is the former president of the United States. We need someone higher up the food chain to say that this is okay. So I'm pretty confident. I was confident early on that this didn't come from the bottom up. This is clearly a top down. And yes, the Attorney General admitted that he gave permission, as he called it, or, as I would say, gave the order to do this.
Right.
Here's what's really going on. And sometimes things get so complicated, it's difficult to see. There is a unbelievable fear that former President Trump will run for election again, and this time he will prevail. What has to happen is anything that can stop that from happening. Someone, maybe it was a Secret Service agent, maybe it was a quote, a close friend, it doesn't matter. Someone told the Justice Department that they absolutely knew where and what material could be accessed, and then instead of this being a mere records preservation fight, you could claim that there was a willful criminal effort to prevent the feds from having access to information that they, quote, were lawfully allowed. We got him, and all we got to do is rush in and make sure that we get it, and then he can then be charged, and then we can stop him from running. That's what really happened. The thing is, there was no there.
Right. Well, we're not seeing it. I mean, because if they'd have had it, they would have been slamming it. They'd have been spiking the football in the end zone right after the raid, or maybe shortly thereafter, not 4 days. It's almost like they were trying to figure out, hey, how do we get the story? Who's going to take the bullet on this one? And Ray pretty much said, hey, look at my flak jacket's pretty well loaded up with lead right now. I can't handle any more bullets. So, Merrick Garland, I think you got to go out there and take one for the team and make sense out of this until we can finally make sense. This is so much of what we've had to go through, Horace, previously. I mean, they keep, as you say, there's no there. I mean, that is consistent with the FBI and the Justice Department in this search for Donald Trump, invalidity. I mean, he should be just totally invalid to run, right? Go ahead.
So it's clear that, and they are not going to want to release this because it will tell us who their so-called witness is. It is clear that they believed that whatever this was, this amazing thing that if you got it, it was going to solve preventing the president from being able to run for election, was in his safe. And they brought a safe cracker in so that they could get into the safe. But what happened? The safe was empty. Now, apparently there were some at the FBI on the team on the ground who thought, oh, well, let's just check out Melania Trump's shoes and dresses. Maybe her undergarments are where this document is headed. Now, that's where this turns creepy. That's where this turns really, really concerning. I will just tell you this. I think that they got punked. That's the word. Mm-hmm. They believed that the information that they had was golden, and it turns out it wasn't. My question for you and my question for your audience is, what happens when the government thinks that they've got the golden information on you?
Yes.
If they were able to convince people down below the Attorney General to go after the former President of the United States, how easy will it be to convince them to go after you? 87,000 new IRS agents are coming online, and guess what? When they come after you, the rules aren't even like a criminal case. It's your job to disprove the IRS. They're coming for you, and they've already shown there is no stature, no position that they're not willing to go after. You're just little stuff.
Well, I don't know if you saw this or not. Did you see the job posting for the new IRS agents?
Absolutely. We are having to have people who are capable of actually using deadly force as a way to carry out their job. Remember now, we're just talking about money. We're just talking about taxes. Now, the USA Today was regularly doing a series. They didn't do it this year. I don't know why. But they were regularly doing a series in which they would create fake characters, and they would call the East Coast, the West Coast, and the central IRS agents in America about these fake characters. And they were not getting the same answer. I want to give you guys a little insight. If you use the exact information that you heard from the IRS, that's no defense if it turns out the IRS gave you the wrong answer. They can shoot you, they can seize your assets, and even if they give you the wrong information, well, that's too bad for you.
I mean, where do they go and, get their prospects? Do they go to the county jails or federal prisons and hire these guys? I mean, because now you get to shoot people legally. I mean, you'll be given a nice firearm, all the ammunition you'd want, because they've been loading up on both ammunition and firearms. And this was one of the qualifications, carry a firearm, be willing to use deadly force if necessary, like you said, because you made a mistake on your tax filing. You're going to get shot. or they what they perceive to be a mistake. Because I've had several audits, and each time, fortunately, it didn't make sense what they were trying to, you know, suggest. And, you know, the auditor is right there. I'm in the room with him, and he's reading the regulation. I said, yes, that's exactly what I did. I followed the law that's right there that you just read. And I'm telling you, this, he was like so frustrated, he didn't even understand. And I mean, we weren't even into the heavy duty pages. These were the early paragraphs of the code. It was incredible, Horace, I got to tell you. We've got to go to break. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour. More from Horace Cooper after this. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. We come to you live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Horace Cooper, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, continues with us. Horace, here you are. You're a former constitutional law professor. You're probably one of the few attorneys on the planet that has read the Constitution, that understands the Constitution. So explain to us, we the people, what the heck happened and what constitutional basis does the Justice Department have to come in and invade Donald Trump's private residency? And as you say, if they can do it for the president, this is a scary thing, as you said, and you underlined it, put it in quotes and bold letters, is you're next.
Well, that's right. So there is an awesome power, and I don't mean praiseworthy, I mean scary ability of the government to use its investigatory and criminal power to target an individual. Our Constitution does not require a person to be guilty before a magistrate is going to issue a warrant. It's a much lower standard. It's called probable cause. We have good reason to think that X is what either law was broken or what documents or materials we're going to find. We have good reason to think that. And you're not allowed to say, I'm not letting you in because there's no good reason to think X or Y or Z. It's highly, highly likely that in this particular case, instead of going to a Article 3 federal judge, and I want to make sure people understand, a federal magistrate is not appointed by the President of the United States and is not confirmed by the United States Senate, but instead serves for a term as an appointee, not someone who is confirmed. That's a magistrate. An Article 3 judge is selected by the president, nominated and confirmed, and serves for life. If an Article 3 judge had been given this information, more questions would have been asked when this warrant was requested, including, hey, you had a subpoena already in place. Have they not complied with the subpoena? Right. Let's get the lawyer in that represents the defendant in this case, the Trump people, and mm-hmm. let's hear what they have to say.
Exactly.
They bypassed that.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted a magistrate, and they found one who had donated to Barack Obama. They found someone that had actually been accused and investigated for leaking information relevant to the Epstein investigation that happened during the Obama years, that person is now a magistrate. That's a person who had extensive past relationships with the Democrats, with progressives, and I want to tell you something. The way the progressive world works is Donald Trump is the embodiment of everything terrible. You don't need information. You just make the accusation.
Right.
This magistrate rubber stamped. Now, the problem with that is our Constitution treats the magistrate's order the same way that it would treat an Article 3 judge's order. And as a consequence, they were able to go in. This would not have happened if the Attorney General had acted appropriately and said, we're not going to go on secret evidence as a basis for this invasion. And if an Article 3 judge had said, well, I've got some questions that I need to have answered.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming for everyone because they know they can get anyone.
Would you think, because of all that the FBI has been exposed upon, you know, lying with the FISA warrants and all that the Mueller investigation and other investigations revealed here. The FBI has, it's beyond egg on their face. I mean, they've lost all credibility. I mean, how can they go to a judge? I mean, unless they, you know, like you say, they go to somebody who is a party affiliate, like this magistrate. Who appointed this magistrate?
Magistrates aren't appointed by the president. They are selected by a panel of Article III judges, and they sort of rotate over a term, typically 8 years.
Oh, wow.
So it's a very simple process. There isn't some major vetting that's necessary, but, of course, they're not supposed to be handling the big cases of the day. Right. They're supposed to be just assisting the federal district court judges in some of the clutter work that gives them the time to work on the big issues.
Do you think this magistrate gets his hand slapped? Maybe they take his rubber stamp away?
He's already getting his hand slapped. He should have recused himself. But this was just too good to pass up.
Right. He's a political operative, Horace. You wonder, did he get this position because he did back Barack Obama over the years? Is the Justice Department, these Article III judges, they're so compromised that they can't, get somebody in there who's going to be a fair-minded official, even at a magistrate level, that they're so partisan?
I think you're onto something. You and I can't just walk over to the federal district court in Tampa and say, hey, wait, I've never met a magistrate before, can I? It's clearly an insider's game. Mm-hmm. The point about all of this is, why wouldn't a case of such national significance be pushed to a district judge? Someone that actually serves with the kind of independence that our founders intended, not someone who has a clear record. I'm going to be clear on this. You could have just set aside the warrant alone if this were an Article III judge, just based on looking at this magistrate's campaign donations.
Right, exactly.
You would have set aside the warrant alone. Now, it's this affidavit, though, that is the most compelling, and I think the Justice Department is going to go to the last man fighting to prevent the information that they used as the basis for getting the warrant. The warrant, any warrant, that's ultimately able to be a public document. Why you thought you would be successful with the warrant, that's the issue that's golden. The president,
right,
people didn't notice this, said he didn't want to just have the warrant released. He wanted all
the documents,
the information,
right,
made available.
Exactly. Yeah, because to have one without the other, I mean, again, it's just going to keep on, fueling, the old saying, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and they're flying all over the place. I mean, they're suggesting the President of the United States would have had some sort of nuclear codes in the underwear drawer of Melania or something. Are you kidding me? Come on, give me a break.
So the crime is not the possession of the document. The crime is his willful efforts to prevent the government from knowing that he had the document, whether he hid it, whether he moved it, whether he, whatever, quote, he might have done. That's what they hoped this raid was going to uncover. The existence of a box labeled classified. By the way, who writes the nuclear codes on a sheet of paper, puts them in a folder, and then puts it in a box? If our government is doing that, we need to all check out now.
Right.
Mexico's the place to go.
Right. Well, hey, who knows? Maybe the next bus that brought in the last immigrants is leaving at 10 o'clock, and we can get on it maybe, But we're not going to get health care down there, by the way. You might get a churro if you're lucky, maybe a taco, but a little street taco there. Good street tacos, by the way, if you go to the right place. But, it's insane. I said that probably what Donald Trump should have done was put Hunter Biden's laptop. If he'd have put that in the safe, that would have... that would have freaked them out. They'd have just all ran out of there as fast as they got in there, you know, just saying. Anyway, Horace Cooper, he is the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator. Thank you, Horace. Be well, my friend. You got it.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A man armed with a rifle and wearing body armor attacked the FBI's Cincinnati field office before fleeing the scene and being killed in a gun battle with police Thursday. The Associated Press ID'd the man as 42-year-old Ricky Schiffer. No other details were available. United States Attorney General Merrick Garland from the Department of Defense on Thursday attempted to squash the tidal wave of criticism that the Department of Justice has become a weaponized branch of government, intent on eliminating political opponents.
The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause.
Former Attorney General for the state of Florida, Pam Bondi, on Fox News Thursday night.
Well, what's suspect about that? We've now learned that warrant was signed on Friday, but not executed until Monday. So why get the warrant? That doesn't even make sense.
USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we're going to be talking with Dr. George Farid here in just a few moments. His new book, The Miracle, The Imperial Valley Early Treatment Protocol That Saved Thousands. His new book is actually titled Overcoming the COVID Darkness, where they saw hundreds of COVID patients every day in their open-air test and treatment center at a time when hospitals and other medical facilities were turning away patients who weren't sick enough. They turned away no one and saved thousands of lives. And George has been on with us before and had the privilege to talk about what was going on there in Imperial Valley. But now with this new book, we can understand and appreciate more of the science and the data that's involved, that's documented in this new book, Overcoming the COVID Darkness. Dr. Farid, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to be with you, Bill. Thank you very much for having me on the show. It's a real honor.
Well,
the work that you do.
Well, I'll tell you,
the world.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm humbled, you know, for what you and Dr. Tyson have done, and you and I have had several conversations you know, over the past year about what you were doing there. But the book documents in greater detail, I mean, to the level that we were unable to reach as we were talking just about, you know, what to do about COVID, you know, some of the things and the successes you were having. But the documentation that you note in overcoming the COVID darkness is a true blessing. And it really helps clear up a lot of questions that people have had. I got to tell you, over the weekend, I was speaking with a couple of dear friends that lost loved ones, you know, as a result of COVID. And one thing, and we can talk about this later. You and I talked about it before. The common treatment in both cases was remdesivir. And I don't want to get into too much of that right now, but in fact, I know there's a group that is now meeting here in Florida, and it's quite a number of people who are coming together whose loved ones, in a sense, died at the hands of remdesivir, Dr. Fareed.
Yeah, that's so tragic. And that's what I saw when I was a hospitalist during the pandemic, and it was very frustrating and disillusioning to me because I knew that all could have been prevented. And our book is a chronology and a story that we tell of what we faced, Dr. Brian Tyson and myself, in the Imperial Valley of California, which became the epicenter for COVID during the pandemic. And we faced it from the get-go, from the beginning in March of 2020. And we established the community standard of care, and that was something that was established by other doctors like us around the United States and around the world. And it was to respect the duty of treatment that patients that come to you, they should be treated. It's our duty to treat them with what we feel is the best treatment at the time. And we did select agents that were very effective and that had been cruelly suppressed. And so leaving remdesivir, which is ineffective, to be used when they came to be hospitalized. But I just wanted to make a statement today with you, Bill, about reflecting back on what we present in our book and about this issue of the duty to treat and the community standard of care, that we were somewhat ostracized for stepping outside the dictum of don't do anything and let them suffer and come into the hospital. But in any case, that's great to get your input too, Bill, and hear those stories. It's so sad for me to hear that and know that, and that was what I was seeing. It's less so now that there are many treatments that can be combined, and they should be combined. And one of the things that I'd like to talk to you about is just comparing what we did in the community standard of care and what we do now with how Fauci and Biden have been treated by the doctors there and now in Washington. Mm-hmm. In contrast to what we would do and what we do now. It's interesting, very interesting, actually informative.
Well, it is, and I think that at the basis of all this, again, I want people to understand, you know, your heart and Dr. Tyson is old, in a sense, you can say old school, by comparison with these new medical professionals that seem like Dr. Fauci and others that seem to be in a different realm. I mean, I imagine they took the same Hippocratic oath, you know, as you did, to do no harm, to, you know, honor your profession and making sure that patients had informed consent to be given alternatives and not to have, like you said, any cruel response and suppression of treatments that were possible that you were finding out, not just in America, but around the world, like hydroxychloroquine, for example, how Dr. Fauci and others, you know, put the pox on it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it was for the purpose of ensuring that a vaccine approach would be able to be move forward, and that's what was what they accomplished. But their gamble was really what I would call a failure, and that hasn't been the end of the pandemic by any means. If anything, it's perpetuating the pandemic. But I just want to make
and this is what
Let me interject this for just,
that's okay, Dr. Fried. I just want to inject because I'm trying to represent the heart of the people who are confused because, most people are well thinking. You know, they want to think the best of people. They don't want to think that our government was so focused on the greed and the money, although that seems to be the case. I mean, it looks like a duck and talks like a duck, smells like a duck kind of thing.
Exactly.
And this is confusing for, it's disheartening for them because, traditionally the men and women in white coats and whose names are preceded with the title of doctor has been a time honored profession. And to see what has happened, like I said, this weekend, I'm talking to two people directly who lost their spouses to COVID. And when I found out, and I happened to ask, I just said, did you get the evidence? Because one person said they had 1,600 pages of what his wife had gone through and what had been administered. And I said, did they prescribe remdesivir by any chance? He said, absolutely. And I just, it stopped me in my tracks. And, so a lot of people are starting to do this. So when you look at this evidence, this anecdotal evidence, and what you've done in your book is you've taken it, from anecdotal to the science, and now you're giving us some, conclusive, I think certainly more far-reaching evidence of what happened in COVID, what worked, what didn't work.
Well, thank you. We did that in the book. We published a monograph at the end with the chapter actually of all the scientific information independently and now analyzed that conclusively shows the efficacy of in an observational way of thousands of patients. We've treated 12,000 or more, and we continually succeed, which is preventing hospitalization and death. And our treatments are agnostic for the most part, and unless we use Paxlovid or Molnupiravir, which are antiviral direct, ours are cellular based that inhibit the cell mechanisms that replicate the virus. So they're very non-specific. But the key is that there was this evil, sinister suppression that allowed for people like your friends or those people you mentioned not to get early treatment and then to unfortunately succumb to the condition. And I was seeing that while I was doing hospitalist work during the pandemic, and I was also extensively working in the outpatient clinic with Brian Tyson and in my clinics. And the community standard of care, you could say, was what we used in our community, what Vladimir Zelenko used in his community in Upper New York State, what the Dr. McCullough and many others used in other locations, and what was used around the world, actually, in countries that couldn't afford remdesivir, for instance. And it was a combination treatment that was a McCullough protocol.
Dr. Fried, we got to go to a quick break. We'll pick it up from there.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, this story about these two doctors, boy, I'll tell you, it does give you hope. And speaking of which, I want to read this forward from the book from Dr. Justice Hope. He's a physical medicine specialist and author out of Modesto, California. He says, some doctors are talented in their field and area of specialty. Others offer a compassionate bedside manner that puts their patients at ease instantly. It's uncommon, however, to find all these qualities within the same person, Dr. George Farid, who is one of those rare individuals who's been an inherent aptitude for medicine along with patience, energy, and empathy for those in his care. While others might brag about their accomplishments, Dr. George Farid remains a humble, soft-spoken man despite an extensive list of accolades over the course of his distinguished career. This beloved small-town doctor from a somewhat sleepy Imperial County in California possesses a wealth of experience and impressive education that have earned him the honor of being named the California Medical Association's Rural Physician of the Year in 2015. Words alone cannot express my respect and deep admiration for this man. Dr. Farid, known by the world, is the son of Dr. Omar John Farid, a legend in his own time and a medical missionary who worked with Dr. Albert Schweitzer. He was a doctor with a heart who imbued those same values in his son George. The younger Dr. Farid began his medical career with training at Harvard Medical School. After graduation, Dr. Farid studied recombinant DNA and taught at Harvard and UCLA medical schools. He published research and eventually left academics for a job in the industry. While serving at XOMA Corporation, Advanced Antigens and Biotech Research, he developed processes that led to 3 U.S. patents. Later, Dr. Fried spent time following in his father's footsteps as a medical missionary in Africa. He clearly possesses that rare combination of altruism, empathy, and medical knowledge that is so sorely lacking in many of today's physicians. Like his father, Dr. Fried spent time as a team physician for the U.S. Davis Cup tennis teams, treating the greats like Andre Agassi, Pete Sampras, and Jim Courier. In 91, George left academics for his true love, patients. He became a country doctor in the sleepy desert town of Brawley, California, where he became a pillar of his community. He served as the physician for local football teams while simultaneously treating the tennis stars. No matter the sport, he shared his legendary compassion with both. In fact, one of his high school students, athletes, described Dr. Fried as the most compassionate doctor I have ever known. He also established the first HIV clinic in Brawley, and with incredible foresight began administering cocktail drug treatments, as they be, before it became the standard of care. This is just a little bit of insight to the specialness and the unique qualities of Dr. Fried and the blessings that he has brought to Imperial Valley, and dare I say, not only to America, but to the world with his work as noted in this book, because I wanted you to get a little bit of idea of the doctor's heart and his service to all of us. And it's there in the pages of Overcoming the COVID Darkness, how two doctors successfully treated 7,000 patients in the midst of the most horrific pandemic almost that America has ever experienced. Dr. Fried, those are kind words from Dr. Hope, but really I wanted our audience to get a better understanding of your heart and your passion and what you did in risking your career and your license, because you had to resist the trend and the powerful government forces that were saying that they had they were the only ones that knew how to treat COVID.
Well, you're awfully kind to read that, and Justice Hope is a great author, writer, and a really exceptional individual. I was very honored that he put that forward in the for us for the book, and Brian Tyson is an amazing humanitarian that I've learned from. He's quite a bit younger than I am, but a great partner for me. But I just wanted to say, Bill, that this was my calling in my life. I can see I waited 50 years to get to this, but I'm still going strong. And anyway, it really is my dad would have been proud of me, I know, and he was my inspiration. Uh-huh. And I would like to make, I know we're rather limited in time, but I'd like to sort of bring us up to date to where we are now in the pandemic and talk a bit. I just wanted to say our community standard of care was at the beginning hydroxychloroquine because of extensive background studies, including work by Fauci himself, showing that it was antiviral. It's an amazing medication, mm-hmm. and maybe the best one there is still. But regardless, we used that in a protocol and with a combination, always combinations. You never use one agent by itself to treat a virus. And ours was with vitamin D and zinc and with doxycycline or azithromycin, antibiotics that have weak antiviral action. And as a consequence, everyone was getting better when they were treated early, and later we added in ivermectin. But let's come up to date. Let's look at Fauci and Biden. These individuals heavily boosted for boost vaccines they've received. Their doctor, Kevin O'Connor, D.O., is President Biden's physician. I don't know who Fauci's is, but they got Paxlovid, and they got it by itself, I presume, and I've checked on their treatments. I would never use Paxlovid by itself, and I don't, and I want to give an example that's very relevant. But in the case of President Biden, the Paxlovid was selected, even though it's mainly studied in younger individuals who were unvaccinated. In any case, he had the rebound, as did Fauci. And that's because of using an agent antiviral that can have breakthroughs or rebounds because it's by itself. And the other aspect is, in the case of President Biden, is that they took him off of his anticoagulant for his atrial fibrillation, the Eliquis or apixaban, and also the rosuvastatin because of interactions with Paxlovid. COVID-19 is a very thrombogenic illness, and you don't want to take a chance of a blood clotting taking place during the acute illness. But that hasn't happened to Biden. I just want to give an example of how I would have done this, and how I would say those that are in the treatment mode now are just following, again, the what's out there, what the NIH has stipulated. They should have stipulated these other agents could have been used. But my brother-in-law was about the same age as Biden with heart condition. I treated him with our protocol, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, Paxlovid in addition, vitamin D, zinc, and doxycycline. And he had an immediate improvement with no sign of rebound. But you always, I learned from this. I set up the HIV program in the Imperial Valley, and I still oversee that. And you always treat with multiple agents in a viral infection like HIV or COVID-19, if you can, in order to prevent the breakthrough and the development of mutants to the agent that you're using. And so it's an interesting aspect of looking at the experience. And the real experts on COVID are people like Brian and myself and Peter McCullough and a whole slew of Richard Urso and many others in the United States. If it were me, I'd be reaching out to them, these individuals, for their recommendation. So that's just
And this is what the American people want to do, George. And, you know, how do they, you know, get in contact with you? Because, you know, they know instinctively they're going, well, I'm not getting informed consent here. I'm being treated with the same things that haven't been successful with other people, even relatives, that sort of thing. And I need to look at, you know, some alternatives, but I don't know who to talk to.
Well, I think they can access the treating experts who fought through the pandemic, the real heart of the pandemic, with success through many ways. There are websites that provide the contact information. The telemedicine myfreedoctor.com is very good. COVIDEarlyCare.org, EEC.org, earlycare.org, or they can call me if they'd like, of course, at 760-351-4400. But we have many ways of making our approach is known and available, and that's what other doctors should be doing now. They should respect the McCullough protocol that's published, and it it was published in December of 2020, and it should have been widely recognized as a multi-drug, multi-drug therapy with many options in it. And you add in these new options, monoclonal antibodies. I would have used the monoclonal for monoclonal for Biden and Fauci. Why give them something that they can have a rebound from, and it's and not necessarily very as effective as other things?
Some have suggested, we only got about 40 seconds left, and this may open, and, you know, again, we love having you on with us, and it's a good reason to have you back. And some have suggested that because of some of these injections that Dr. Fauci and the president have been getting may end up doing more harm than good, that it may compromise their immunity down the road. Is that fair?
Oh, absolutely. And we have a chapter on the harm of the vaccines, and the main reason we saw it is that, and I still do, is that they are leaky. They don't block the infection, and that allows for the virus to evolve and mutate. And that's but they also
Dr. George Florian, thank you for being with us.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm about to...